This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Kyiv on an unannounced diplomatic mission to reassure Ukraine that it has American support as it struggles to defend against increasingly intense Russian attacks. The two-day visit starts Tuesday and comes less than a month after Congress approved the long-delayed foreign assistance package that sets aside $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. And as Russia pushed into northern Ukraine this week, the U.S. presidential race between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump remained focused on another foreign policy crisis, that is the war in Gaza. VOA's Catherine Gibson reports.
The northern Ukrainian border town of Volchansk. Evacuating just hours ahead of when Russia claimed it captured the town. Ukraine fighting back with the more than $50 billion assistance from the United States approved last month by President Joe Biden. He argued for months that aid to Ukraine is a centerpiece of U.S. national security policy. The aid to Ukraine approved by Congress in April is likely to be the last disbursement this year before the November presidential election. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden is blocking a China-backed cryptocurrency mining from owning land near an American nuclear base.
President Biden is blocking a Chinese-backed cryptocurrency mining firm from owning land near a U.S. nuclear missile base. The order forces the divestment of property near Wyoming's Warren Air Force Base, one of three housing America's ground-based nuclear missiles. The move was made in conjunction with a little-known federal agency